This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. For the first time in 50 years, a U.S. craft has touched down on the moon.
We are on the surface, and we are transmitting, and welcome to the moon.
But company officials at Intuitive Machines, the private company that created the Odysseus lunar lander, say it was sending a weak signal. The lander guided itself to the surface Thursday, searching for a relatively flat spot among all the cliffs and craters near the South Pole. Intuitive Machines was striving to become the first private business to pull off a lunar landing, a feat achieved only by only five countries. The craft is part of NASA's efforts to commercialize moon deliveries ahead of the planned return of astronauts. There hasn't been a U.S. spacecraft on the moon since the end of NASA's Apollo program. Israeli strikes in Gaza kill 48 as fears over a humanitarian crisis and West Bank violence continue. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A flurry of seven Israeli strikes hit Rafah, one of them flattening a large mosque and devastating much of the surrounding block. Footage from the scene showed Al Farouk Mosque pancaked to the ground, with its concrete domes tumbled around it and nearby buildings shattered. Another strike hit a residential home in Rafah, sheltering the Al-Shaer family, killing several people, including a mother and her child. The Israeli offensive in Gaza continues amid a worsening humanitarian crisis and potential starvation in the territory. The foreign ministers of 26 European countries have called for a pause in fighting, leading to a longer ceasefire. They urged Israel not to take military action in Rafah that they say would worsen an already catastrophic humanitarian situation. I'm Karen Shamas.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at